we turn our attention to a decision by the Supreme Court of Appeal today, which seems to go the way of murder-accused Henry Brumbadar and the National Prosecuting Authority, which wanted to prohibit Media 24 from live-streaming his trial. Dario Milo is a media lawyer with Weber Wenzel on the line to us. Now, Dario, good afternoon. Please,
good afternoon.
A layman's summary of the judgment.
Well, the result perhaps is a little bit misleading in the sense that the reasoning of the judgment, and it's a 50-page scholarly analysis by the SCA.
Which is why I'm asking you to explain it.
The reasoning is to the effect that, in fact, as a result of technological developments and the law relating to open justice, the default principle, in other words, the starting point in every court case, whether it's a trial or a constitutional court appeal or whatever it is, must be that they are permitted to be broadcast in their entirety. Now, that's a phenomenally important decision and an incredible advance on the jurisprudence. Then what the court does is it says, of course, that starting position can be changed depending on the circumstances. And if a witness or the accused in any particular case has a valid objection to why he or she shouldn't be broadcast, then that will be considered by the trial judge hearing the case, and if it's a valid objection, there won't be a broadcast. So it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Isn't that what Judge Siraj Desai said at the beginning? I'm going to allow it, and if anybody thinks that any particular piece of testimony shouldn't be covered, I'll consider that when we get to that moment.
I mean, in essence, that is what Judge Desai said, not least because he said that any party can come to him for a variation of the order. And in fact, that was also the discretion which Judge Masipa had in the Oscar case. But I think what the SCA says in setting aside Desai's judgment is possibly it was too broad. It was too broadly expressed, whereas it should have perhaps included a regime which would have explicitly allowed someone to come and object. I think that's what Desai intended anyway. But I think at least the reasoning of the SCA makes it absolutely clear that the default position adopted by Desai was in fact correct in essence.
And does that 50-page scholarly judgment give good clues as to on what grounds there should be variations allowed?
Well, what it does say is that you have to show when you make an objection that there is a substantial risk of prejudice to the trial if your objection is not upheld. In other words, you can't simply say, I don't want a camera to broadcast my testimony. If you are, for example, the accused, Mr. Brumbadar, you've got to say with proper evidence, which presumably would be affidavit evidence, this is why I say that my trial will be unfair. Witnesses won't give evidence. I will, crumble under the media publicity, whatever the case may be. But you've got to lay a foundation for it to be able to argue that it is more than just a speculative or possible risk. It's got to be a substantial risk to the administration of justice before your objection will be upheld. So it sets the threshold quite high. But very importantly, it changes the game because the default position is different. Before it was for the media to say, we should be allowed to broadcast the evidence of witnesses. It's now for the witnesses and the accused to say, we want the cameras out of the court for our testimony, and this is why. And that starting point is fundamentally and profoundly important from a media freedom point of view.
Dario Milo, thank you very, very much indeed for that. A media lawyer with Weber Wenzel.